Okay, this is the Vanguard Academy board meeting, April 25th, 2017. Sorry, that's the minutes. Yeah, August 22nd, 2017. Let's go ahead and start.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, why don't we start with a roll call. This is Kent Johnson, board chair.
Joy Palmer, curriculum coordinator.
John Jenkins, student services.
Darren Jenkins, board member.
Eric Freeland, board member.
David Kingston, vice chairman.
Stephanie Evans, minute taker.
Scott Kingston, board member.
Kathleen Kingston, assistant director.
Suzanne Allen, director.
Marie Evans, assessment director.
Okay, well, first item on the agenda is public comments. So if there's any public comments, we can open up for those this time. It doesn't look like there's any public comments, so we'll go ahead and move on. The first item on the agenda, did we miss anything? Is that okay, right? So the first item on the agenda is the minutes from last meeting. And the open points. Maybe if everyone has questions, we have them open. You can review those. And we'll go over the open points. Okay, the first open point is reference the app that has the details of the walkthrough and the next month's summary.
That was for Joy when she was doing the walkthroughs for the teachers.
Yeah, so I think we've changed how we do the summaries. I don't think that one
was done. Okay, and this is...
Okay. That was...
Anyway, so.
Oh.
Well, it's, you have disposition, so so that's...
We can close it.
Yeah.
Go ahead and close it. So the next one is from Kim Ingham. It says, come up with how we are going to include excellence in everything we do. And that's probably just a discussion point. Anybody?
I think the main thing is that he wanted to help get that motivation in, and we have started doing more of that at all of our gatherings and even in the morning. We have our students now making the announcements in the morning. They're opening with the pledge and they're ending, you know, that Vanguard, we are tomorrow's leaders kind of thing. So it's kind of taking that he suggested, and, you know, who are we at Vanguard and what are we about, and we're starting to implement that into our meetings, staff meetings, and into the students' announcements.
Does that seem like it's helpful?
I think so. It's hopefully going to be, this is our first second day of school this year, but we did start doing that in meetings last year, toward the end of the year after the meeting, and I think it helped. I think it just kind of brought about a little bit more of a culture of unity and inspiring each other to go the next step.
Do we want to leave that open? We've kind of left it open, I think. So each time,
okay,
give us an idea. Okay, any more comments? The next item is talk to the building official about if we need another exit. And that was assigned to Kim. I haven't heard anything back from him.
The only thing he said last meeting is that, at least to my understanding, that it's not required, but, you know, what's the right thing to do, and how's that going, and a lot of it depends on the usage of where we are, but the total population of our student population, I don't believe goes above that threshold or requires that other exit. I think it would just be, you know, as we increase in numbers, then it for sure will be something we'll have to put into place.
I wonder Do we need to keep this open any further, do you think?
I think so. I don't think it was finalized.
Okay. So we'll wait till Kim gets back with us on that. So. There he is. We're just talking about the another exit in the building.
And the code says we can have 76 more people over there. That before we need something else.
That's great.
So when does that put us at over the limit? Are we okay next year or?
Our charter is written to have 450 students, and that's what we have this year. So until and unless we amend our charter and request additional enrollment, then we're there.
The code doesn't care how many people you have there. It cares how much room you're using. According to the room you're using, there's like 525 people here already. So when you use that space, so to take all the people that can be here, it's 525. I'm not sure on that number. But when you open up that side, so that 525, there's still 76 more people that can fit to get out the exits. When you move over there, you add hundreds. So the theory is, I mean, so you could argue that it works. The math is based on square footage, some use of the square footage.
Theory is because you could fit them in there, you need more exits to get them out if they come.
Yes.
So the exits are more based on square footage than the assumed
the
use of the building.
Use. It's the use of the building, not how many people are there. It's what it could be used for.
If it came down to an argument, though, couldn't you show them the numbers of people you really are using, and then you wouldn't be in jeopardy of any problems?
Yeah, and the code also allows the building official has godly type decision-making abilities. So he can make a decision based on facts.
So do we need any further review of this, or do you think that's...
I think our highest responsibility is to maintain safety. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So if there's a concern about that, we just need to address it. The thing that improves safety the most is to make sure that exiting is clear and open and not blocked. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
If the people that were all here are not here, they're over there, then and you can show that consistently, then you could say, these people aren't here, so we're only exiting these people. And that is a good argument, and could be easily accepted by someone, I believe, or a building official. It's because you're saying, you're right, but we don't use this space while we're using that space. So we shouldn't have to count this space and that space at the same time.
And that is the case, right? That's what we're doing.
So I guess the question is, do we feel like it's safe enough for us to continue using this as it is? Yeah.
Is it something, I wonder if it's something that we put in the plans for, you know, save up for a year and do, or is it something that you feel like is urgent?
The answer to that question is, how many people are using that side when you're using that side? If we get over that 525 plus 76, then we don't meet the math.
The safety code.
Yeah. If we aren't, and that's the position, and that's the truth, but if we're not, then that's the position. And the calculations show that the number of exits will work.
So do we know how many people... Or the max number we would have is probably during an assembly we would have that.
The assembly is when we have it full, and that's when we're not using this. So we're moving the body of the population from this place to this place.
Yeah. But you're not increasing.
But we're not increasing
the people.
Correct.
Okay.
Well, we
well,
with
we
parents.
We do with parents.
But
yeah.
So are you talking 100 parents or 200 parents or 300 parents? You know, so
probably closer to 300.
So if at some point you exceed that, approximately 600 people, then the exiting is inadequate.
Could we start counting and see?
That
just
be a good idea.
Just see how many people are, like, our highest attendance and how high that's going.
That would be a good idea.
And that way we could.
When's the next assembly?
We have a 9/11 concert September 11th. It's a daytime one, so it's not necessarily going to be as highly attended. And then the first one after that, I think, right now the concert's scheduled to be in December.
I wonder how hard it'd be just to track the attendance for the next while, and after the, if we get one that gets close to that, we can address it.
Okay.
And if you fully occupy that space, you need two exits.
Do we already, does the one on the east side already count as one?
Two more.
Oh, we need two more. Okay.
Two more besides what we have.
So would that be west and south?
South and west.
So maybe in the minutes we had to just amend that to, should we just track and see how, what the attendance is, what occupancy with the highest occupancy, I guess.
Okay.
So then we'll know more to make that decision, I think. Okay, so I think everybody has a copy of the minutes. If you want to review them, we can spend a while. All in favor of approving the minutes, say yes.
Yes.
All opposed, say no. So the minutes have been approved. last meeting, we'll go on to the next item, which is the director's report.
I don't have much of a report tonight, as we just got started. It's been an interesting start of a new school year. Our first day of school with the 7th grade orientation, I felt like was a really, really good thing. Had very good positive comments coming from parents. Students felt a lot more secure and safe in asking adults in the building for help, being able to navigate the whole map, figuring out where the classes are, being able to turn accommodation lock and get it to work and open for them. And they could do that really in the safety of their own numbers kind of thing. We did go out and enjoy the eclipse as well, so that was really nice and exciting.
With glasses?
We did have some glasses, but we did the little pinhole in paper and cast the shadow so they could see that going as well. And it was just general air of excitement, and it was great.
And our student body officers were here helping.
Yes, student body officers really, really were beneficial, and we're going to put that into the program to make sure that that's part of the process. But teachers had great compliments on it. They were really, really enjoying just being able to get to know the kids and taking the time to help. Got parent comments as far as how well they felt like things went for the little ones and that they could get where they needed, and I say little ones, but 7th graders, get where they needed to go. So that was really good. Today we had our first day with everyone back. We had all A day and B day classes, a lot of kids in our building. Our lunch is still a little bit of a concern because we have a lot of kids in the lunchroom. So, but, you know, it's going okay. And for the first full day of service, I think that it was actually fine. It went pretty well. Aside from that, our facilities, we're still working on trying to get some safety going on out here with fence line or something to kind of keep the basketballs and the kids from being out into the open. We had our stairs recarpeted. That was part of the accreditation, if you'll remember. I'm not super pleased with the job, and I haven't followed through yet to see, because it's just kind of, anyway, I'm not super pleased with the job. I am going to see what we can do to make it better. But it is not a tripping hazard right now, so that's one plus to that. We did, on our human resources, we did hire a student services secretary. Mrs. Andrea Hamilton will be taking that position this year. She'll be working directly with Joni, the counselor, on taking care of all the student registration, attendance, and so on and so forth. We did also hire Bonnie Green. She worked for us before. She's come back to help us with our lunch program, with our concurrent enrollment program, and as administrative assistant. We have our paraprofessionals kind of in place. We're working on getting schedules lined up for them so they know where they should be and how they should be managing their time. And our staff, we are fully staffed. As you're probably well aware, we lost Mr. Omer, music teacher, so last minute we were rescheduling and creating a new schedule, and I'm excited about the music program. Even with the loss of Mr. Omer, I feel like that Mrs. O'Brien is going to do phenomenal things. We'll see how it goes, but I feel really, really good about having large choir classes. I think that we're going to have some great concerts coming out of it. So that's going pretty well. We, again, as far as teaching staff, we are fully staffed now. And so we'll be fine in moving forward in that direction. And Kathleen and I have talked briefly, and we're trying to better define our positions specifically for management reporting. And we feel pretty excited about some of the thoughts that we've had as far as the streamlining of our reporting, so that you guys can get a report that means something to you and that is not difficult to read and can inform you and help you see what's going on at Vanguard. But aside from that, and I'll just, if there's anything budget and finance-wise, I'll turn that to Kathleen, and then we'll just move forward. I notice we've got the Academic and Assessment Committee, so we'll just move forward with that, too.
I just wanted to pass out a copy of the final budgets that were submitted to the state so that you could see what has been made available and is on the state websites. And this is the format that once the data is uploaded, this is, it compiles it and creates this sheet. So we haven't done the balance sheet portion yet. That is not a requirement at this point, but if you look at the revenue sections, then it has the final 2017 budget and then our 2018 projected budget that was created and submitted. So I just wanted to get that out, make that a bit available. That was easier, the documents that were submitted to the auditors. We had the auditors in the building one day last week and 2 days the week before going through, and so far most things have gone really well. I did just get the student membership portion back, and I did forward that around 5 o'clock tonight. So I sent that on. Most everything went really well. We had one student with an adjustment. The dates were off by 5 days, I think, was the determination. And another student that there was not a formal withdrawal form in the record. So those were the only two issues out of the 55 students that were pulled. So overall, those were the only comments that were any kind of variance to the student membership report.
Will they be issuing any kind of report after their findings? Or?
So that
they usually do.
Yeah, they sent the official report, and so it does say to the board, and I forwarded it on to you, and they usually present a final formal draft with all of the things as well. And I think that there, if we do go through and if we do find any more records or anything that we on that last one, I think their official report to the state is due the 15th of September,
okay,
if I remember correctly. And so that part so far has gone well. Most everything, we've been able to meet the requests. We're still pulling data. They've given me a list of different pieces of information that I'm still working on pulling for them.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just kind of a process of gathered and submitted the remaining documents at this point.
So what are the enrollment numbers?
Oh, good question. We started out with 467. We had a few still in the system that graduated early. I think there were three total. So that brought that to 464. Our enrollment cap was 450, and as you remember from last meeting, the state did approve to have it allow a 3% over-enrollment. They won't allow us to maintain a 3% over-enrollment, but we were allowed to keep that rather than telling some that they wouldn't be able to come in. I started making a list today. Our numbers are really not accurate right now, but I have a list of, I believe it was 9 kids that are currently enrolled that are not planning to attend, plus the 3 early graduates. So we've got about 12 to 15 at least who are not planning to attend. We were over enrolled by 17. We're very, very close to the 450. And that was a really big question that I had, because I maybe the board should want, or should kind of think about, if we fall below the 450, would it warrant opening another enrollment window? Would it maybe just let those numbers fall a little bit? And the funding is based on the numbers for sure. But we are looking at a possibility of being slightly under enrolled.
What are the deadlines and the dates as far as when those things have to happen?
October 1st, they will take the official headcount, and that's the date that they say this is how many are there, and they use that as a funding number. They also use what they call average daily membership. They call it ADM. And so every day we are supposed to send up to the state a report of our attendance every day. And so then as they track that, they basically say, the average daily membership for Vanguard was this number, October count was this number, this is how we're going to fund.
So if we go below our enrollment, then we can open it whenever we want to?
Yes.
And then close it again?
Yes.
Okay. So you've had 12 confirmed that are going to be?
Approximately 12. I don't have a real count, and that's one thing that we have fallen short on. We need to have a form that makes it official. If a parent has enrolled their child, that they have a form to let us know officially with a signature and a date that this child is
not
going
up
to be attending Vanguard.
Right now, they
so
just
that's
something
up we have to get in place. So I started collecting those names today, and I will get the more formal list, and we will get those forms to parents and get signatures so that there is a final confirmation, because what we're getting is truly word from friends and family that this child is not attending. It hasn't necessarily been the official. Some have come directly from parents.